In the past few segments of Messianic Perspectives, I've provided you with a brief history of how we ultimately got to Sunday. Now getting back to the initial question, what apostolic writings causes you to think Christians in Bible times observed a Sabbath day? The idea of Shabbat amongst believers, both Jewish and non-Jewish, was an understanding because it is part of the origin of faith they professed. Last time I looked at Acts chapter 20 and verse 7, talking about the first day of the week, or what is referenced in the complete Jewish Bible as Motzai Shabbat, meaning coming out of the Sabbath. I established this reference based on how Jewish people understanding the cycle of a day was what we understand to be Saturday night and not Sunday morning. Even in Shaul's writings to the other communities that weren't Jewish, he instructed them in the same manner. In this case, he is instructing them regarding their giving. 1 Corinthians chapter 16 and verse 2 from the King James Version. Upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by him in store, as God has prospered him, that there be no gathering when I come. Now from the complete Jewish Bible starting in verse 1. Now in regard to the collecting being made for God's people, you are to do the same as I directed the congregations in Galatia. Every week on Motzai Shabbat, each of you should set some money aside according to his resources and save it up so that when I come, I won't have to do any fundraising. Notice verse 2, Motzai Shabbat. I had mentioned it earlier, meaning coming out of the Sabbath. If Paul is instructing them that when they come out of the Sabbath, their day of rest, refraining from their work, they are to save some money from their work for the week to come. If they are coming out of the Sabbath, then they must have entered into it to begin with. Unfortunately, I believe documented church history outside of Scripture is a greater influence in the Scripture and cultural context that is so fully ingrained within the Scriptures themselves. It is also unfortunate that people don't know their own history. This week, Messianic Perspectives is offering the message, Whatever Happened to the Sabbath, to anyone sending a tax-deductible gift in any amount in support of this ministry and Portland's only Messianic Jewish synagogue, Kehillah Portland. If God places this ministry upon your heart, please send your offering to Jewish Heritage Revival, 12 Liberty Lane, Unit 68, South Portland, Maine, 04106. Please be sure to include your name and address so that we may send you a copy of the message and your tax deductible receipt. Feel free to send your questions and comments to info@jewishheritagerevival.com. Past segments of Messianic Perspectives are archived on our website, shalommaine.com. So until next time, when we will continue our journey into Messianic Perspectives, Todah and Shalom. Thank you for listening.